we'll see. We get the, a lot of the migration is going on, and that's why we are coming upon the biggest week in American birding. It is back a little different than it has been in the past. It runs the May 6th through the 10th. And we have with us Kimberly Kaufman, the executive director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory in Ottawa County, joining us. Kimberly, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
How is the birding going these days?
It's different, but it's still great. And as I've told a lot of people, the birds don't know there's a pandemic, so the birds are still coming, and the migration is on. Some of the first warblers are starting to appear, and there are a lot of birders out. And the biggest week in American birding is different, but it's absolutely fabulous.
We sort of know that the pandemic, in ways that sort of affected the environment, related to maybe people not driving as much or whatever, nature seemed to have maybe a little bit upper hand on that. Has that impacted any of the migration or the quantity or quality of birding this year?
No, not really. The pandemic really hasn't impacted the birds at all. But with something like the biggest week being truly an international event, people from all over the world travel here, it's restricted what people can do. So making the event virtual allows it to be accessible to all of those people who are kind of stranded where they are and so eager to be reconnected with their Northwest Ohio birding hotspots. So we are absolutely embracing the opportunity. Rather than seeing this as a transition year, we're putting our full energy behind the virtual biggest week in American birding.
Kimberly, what does that mean, though? What can people expect in a virtual sense?
Well, in 5 days, we have more than 60 presentations, truly something for birders of every skill level. If you're just getting started, we have fantastic workshops on how to select binoculars and field guides, how to identify some of those tricky backyard birds that look very similar. From that all the way to if you're a very advanced birder, we have workshops on how to identify those pesky shorebirds and gulls and flycatchers. So really, truly something of interest for everyone.
The McGee Marsh, of course, is a hot spot every year. What's happening there? And talk a little bit about how COVID-19 restrictions impact what people can do.
Yeah, well, McGee Marsh Wildlife Area, that boardwalk at McGee Marsh has become one of the most iconic birding destinations truly in the world. And the boardwalk is open only to, on a restricted level. You had to purchase a permit to get on the boardwalk. But, and while the boardwalk is a magical experience that everyone should have at least once in their lifetime, the rest of the area is completely open. In fact, the Division of Wildlife has opened up a couple of brand new trails that have never been accessible to birders. And the birding everywhere else on the area is absolutely incredible. So there's no reason not to come. We just want everyone to practice social distancing, wear your mask, get vaccinated, and then come out and have an incredible birding experience.
I was there last weekend. You mentioned international experience. In the parking lot, again, kind of in a limited way, I saw license plates from Maine, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois. Is this what we're going to expect over the next 10 days or so?
As we've said, the birds and birders will come whether we do the biggest week in person or virtually. So, yeah, absolutely. We expect people to travel here because the birding really is just that marvelous. So we want people to be very careful and practice social distancing. But then it's a wide open area, and there are a lot of birds to enjoy.
Talking today with the executive director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory in Ottawa County, Kimberly Kaufman, this morning. I'm looking on the Facebook page, and I also noticed that you do some tagging, a little bit of that. There's ways that birds are kind of counted as well as sort of monitored. Can you talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to. Black Swamp Bird Observatory has become so well known for hosting the biggest week in American birding, but we do so many other wonderful things for birds. And one of those things is we have a songbird banding research project in the Navarre Marsh behind the nuclear power plant, of all places. A lot of people don't know that there's an incredibly large and amazing marsh behind the nuclear power plant. And it's a really important migration stopover habitat for birds. So We've been banding birds there for 30 years, but this year we took that research to a new level, and we're attaching the technology behind this is just amazing. But there are tiny little nanotags that work through a series of towers called MODIS towers, and we'll be nanotagging several different species of birds, and that allows us to track their migratory movements in a way that we've never been able to do before. So you can learn about all this at the Black Swamp Bird Observatory website.
There's a lot of neat things that are involved with that. Not only is it sort of just enjoy the birds, but also the research, as well as understanding the importance of this migration and also the fact that there are so many birds that come through this area. It's very special for us.
That's right. And the more we know about migration and about how these birds move and their habitat needs, the more we can conserve and protect those areas that they rely on for their survival. So it's really crucially important research, and we're so honored to be involved with this project.
Well, a lot of people maybe have taken up birding just because they look out their window this past year and they wanted to get friends to come visit them, and the birds are sometimes out there. Any tips for people who maybe want to start this, or maybe just to attract a variety of birds the best way possible?
Yeah, I'm so happy that you mentioned that, because during the peak of the lockdowns, backyard birding became something that brought so much joy to people's lives. We have a group called the Ohio Backyard Birding Group on Facebook, and that group swelled from about 4,000 people to more than 20,000 members during that year when we were all, you know, really seriously locked down. So this is, if you're just getting started, this is the perfect time to start feeding birds in your yards, because we have birds like orioles, Baltimore orioles, these blazing orange and black birds that just like burn your retinas coming to your yard. And all you have to do is slice a couple of oranges in half, stick them on a branch, and the orioles are attracted to orange halves or grapes. It can really be that simple. And putting out a hummingbird feeder, get a nice feeder. It's 4 parts water to 1 part sugar. You don't need anything else. No red dye. That's harmful for the birds. Put out a hummingbird feeder and a couple of orange slices for the orioles, and you've got a really good chance at attracting these wonderful birds to your yard.
I remember one of the first times when I was younger saw a hummingbird, you thought, what size large insect is this thing? Because it has sort of it's like no other bird you've ever seen, if you haven't.
Yeah, they're so incredibly tiny. I mean, you can literally hold it in the palm of your hand or on the tip of your finger. They weigh about 3.5 grams. And we know that because we're bird nerds and we do bird science. But these little birds, some of those ruby-throated hummingbirds that we have here in Ohio, some of those tiny birds cross the Gulf of Mexico in migration, an 18-hour flight. Can you believe that? So these birds are beautiful. They sing wonderful songs. But the things that they do, these feats of migration that they perform, are just absolutely astonishing. And once you start to learn about it, it can really consume your life. It's wonderful.
Right. They travel in 1 year more than I've been my whole lifetime, for the most part. And you're just thinking, that's great. The life of a bird you'd like to be. Well, Kimberly,
that's right. We
appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about the Biggest Week in Birding, as well as what's going on at the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, where's a good place to get some information on that?
You can go straight to the Bird Observatory's website, bsbo.org. Registration for the Biggest Week is free to Bird Observatory members and just $35 for non-members. So there's no reason not to register and take advantage of all of this expertise.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Right, thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks. Kimberly Kaufman joining us, Executive Director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory in Ottawa County. Now, Craig, I'm a little disappointed in you, only because I've never seen you write the word BISBO on our board up there. You're the guy who likes to take United Way of Greater Lorain County and write down Oogalak, or Sack and Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio and put Shivbanko up there. But you've never bothered to put BISBO up there. I could buy a T-shirt. I could buy a T-shirt from their gift shop that says BISBO.
You could. I hadn't thought of
there
that.
You have the BSBO. That's how they, because, you know, as Black Swamp Bird Observatory is a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
You have to. So if you write that in your you're free to put BISBO in your news story when you put up some stories related to this if you want to.
Well, we might have to pitch that to Kimberly first.
The Black Swamp Bird Observatory.
We pitched to Shabanko. They were not keen on it.
They got the Bisbo Swap Shop, I see. They got a T-shirt that says Bisbo on it.
Just BSBO?
BSBO. This is swag that they have.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. We have to get on board then.
Well, sure. Sounds like a clown, though, doesn't it? Let's go see Bisbo.
When you said Bisbo, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Maybe it's Bisbo. It doesn't have Bisbo. BSBO.
All right.
The Black Swamp Bird Observatory as well.
The birds are coming.
Oh, they're always here for the most part.
Well, these are migratory birds, so they're passing through.
Oh, sure. They're just right. And while they're here, we welcome them too. Yeah. We give them a brochure of what's to see and do in Lorain County, and then they get on their way, and you know how it is, you travel. All right, here's this.